Warm 101.3. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt. Good morning, sir. And I guess today you got your top three. I like this. Healthy mistakes.
Yeah.
I make at least three
well,
healthy mistakes.
You know, it's tough. I find it so frustrating when you see people that are out there trying. They're really trying to be intentional about making a good choice. And unfortunately, you know, we just live in an age where there's just such a ridiculous amount of information, it can be really difficult to know what has basis and what doesn't. So, so the first thing that I see a lot of people, stumble with is soy-based products. I think especially, when you look at people who are maybe living a vegetarian or a vegan lifestyle, soy can be a go-to. And it's so prevalent in a lot of food items, even if you're not choosing that particular, style of eating. But soy, on the surface, looks incredible. It's got a ton of protein. It's got an incredible array of vitamins, minerals. It just looks like a powerhouse. The problem here is that we're kind of forgetting some ancient nutritional principles. And I'm not trying to make it complicated, but the reality is people have used soy for thousands of years, but they fermented it. And that's a really, unusual thing to do today in terms of you're not going to do it in your home, but there are fermented soy products that you can purchase that will take all the good and make sure it's unlocked and available. And the downside, like I said, is if you're eating it the wrong way, you could be doing, something very harmful to your body, unfortunately, because soy has a lot of things in it that can affect our hormones, that can actually really disrupt your intestinal tract, your immune system, your body in a very profound way. And you may have no idea that that's the culprit.
Wow. My son's a vegan and he eats a lot of soy. He does a lot of tofu and, he eats a lot of stuff, which, he's in great shape. And he's, 6'4", 190 pounds, solid muscle. So, it's like he must be doing something right. But what's a wrong way to eat soy? What's a bad way to eat soy, I guess, is a question.
Well, believe it or not, that is one example. Tofu is not a fermented form. So, you're going to get away with it for a period of time. There's no denying that. Your body can handle, just like it can handle, straight up junk food for a period of time. So, a tofu is a very well thought of soy product, but unfortunately it doesn't take advantage of any of those, those other components, like I said, to access the nutrients, the best way to get rid of the bad. Because like I said, it's just, it's a bigger issue, but yeah, that's unfortunately one of the negatives.
Talking with Dr. Matt here on Wellness Wednesdays on Warm 101.3.